you know, you hear a lot about these nudges, right? We just nudge people. I don't know if you've had guests on talking about that. That's the big deal in behavioral economics. You know, we just nudge people with a soda tax or something, and they'll behave the way we want. Well, what we're seeing is that people nudge back. And your description of going across the border to get gas, that's a nudging back, right? You're responding to new taxes in ways that the planners didn't want. But that's life. And, you know, there's all sorts of examples of you put in food taxes and people just adjust their diets in ways that they seek to maintain a standard sort of caloric intake on a daily basis. But as I said, they might drink more chocolate milk, or they might have other foods that end up maintaining their standard diet. And you look at the obesity figures for all these countries. As I said, you know, the study is an attempt to bring together all the world evidence on the places that have tried soda taxes and fat taxes, and you do not see any impact on overall obesity rates on the population. So, and on that broad measure, if that's how we measure a soda tax is successful or not, none of them are successful.